the federal government has severe financial problems. They're going to have to fix their problems, which means there's going to be less money for states and cities and towns to solve their problems. And they're not in the mood to solve state problems, because if they solve the state of Rhode Island's problems, you're going to have 49 other states running up to Congress to try to solve it. So it's not going to happen there. If you keep in mind that water flows downhill, when the federal government tries to solve their problem, less money for states and cities and towns, we're going to have to solve the problem ourselves. And you know what? I've said it many times to people. I'm not encouraging this. But if you knew it cost $15,000 per person, us in this room, we love this state, we love our town, we want to stay here forever. But what about the next generation? What are they thinking? Why should I stay and have this debt wrapped around my neck? Why don't I go somewhere else? The only good thing I can tell you is it's 49 other states that have problems, but we have a serious problem here, and we should address it in our own state. And I'm glad that the treasurer and the representative is here to help solve it, because I have confidence in that.